Hello, pet. Now, let's talk about submission. About that feeling of setting your thoughts aside, letting your mind come open. And as we go under, as we experience trance, we learn all about setting aside our own interests and concerns, leaving them by the wayside. And we come up with signals. That's what triggers are, that's what conditioning is. Little signals that we accept for ourselves as signifying safe times to go deeper, to relax. And these signals are dependent on the trust and understanding we have with the person entrancing us. If you've listened to me, if you've let my voice permeate as deeply as I think you have, then you're used to going under when I tell you to sleep, or relax, or feel pleasure, or lose yourself in the moment and simply sink. Thoughts vanish, and you are left a blank receptacle, thoughts having temporarily been siphoned out and put somewhere where they can't get in the way, or trapped in a loop of their own making, tucked at the back of your mind, while the forefront is occupied by the right voice, the right words, the right teasing intonation drawing you out. Similarly, when we have someone who is a lover, who is a companion, a partner, a sexual dynamo for us, recharging and rejuvenating, then we learn little signals there, too. Especially if you like to submit to your partner. You like to just close your eyes and let their hands and words guide you. Well, signals work there too. But those are the signals you've developed as you've grown up and interacted and learned the intricacies of your lover. And those intricacies have expressed themselves in signals between the two of you. The come-hither look, the seductive outfit, the appropriate time and place, the hand on the back of the neck, the whispered word in the ear. All of these are so inefficient. Wouldn't it be better to simply get some things out of the way? But as with getting other things out of the way, the analogy can be drawn to when you're going deep into trance. We all develop protective influences. We develop little things that say when it is safe to do a given thing. And they are subconscious, and they are important and good. Nonetheless, it can be so pleasurable to let the walls down. And when you're working with someone you trust, whether hypnotically with me or sensually with your lover, letting those walls down can be the sexiest thing in the world. But you want to do it at the right time, for both of you. And there is where this comes in. You're already good at simply letting yourself be guided by another's words, at opening yourself to suggestibility and direction. And when your lover's word reaches your ears, wouldn't it be desirable for you, on a number of levels, if it reached you with the hypnotic suggestibility of a trance? More than that, if there were further signals, further things that your lover could do by their caress and their words and the circumstances to make you blanker and blanker, until eventually, merely by acting out a little process and signal of submission, you could be brought to a deep trance where you would lie there drifting, so recently devoid and drained of all thought, of all influence save your lover's caress and guidance and direction. Well, since we'd accept that that would be desirable, the easiest way to remove your blocks and barriers and defenses and leave you drained is to show you that there is only one way that this could go, that it will only occur at appropriate and safe times. The more that is true, the more limiters you can push out of the way, until you're left putty in your lover's hands, a single caress reshaping, a word in the right place leaving you shuddering, gasping, aching, and most importantly, wanting more, and training yourself, selecting the right signals, attaching the right significance, connecting everything in your mind, and allowing you to use the words here to let service and submission and sex and slow control become synonymous in your mind, ready, waiting, and open. And so it begins. Firstly, I mentioned signals. All that meandering around the point often gets in the way. In the way of relaxation, but also in the way of accord between you and your lover. Being able to read one another's minds may not be possible, but for your mind to be thinking what she wants it to think, well, that certainly is. So, the process of soothing relaxation can be enjoyed for its own sake, but there's always a goal. Sometimes relaxation is the point, but here it is not. Follow my words. In all relationships, we learn signs, and rarely are those signs explicitly agreed in advance. They are things that develop, and that development can be intimate, but it can also be kind of inefficient. So, let's accept some basic precepts, and from these, we'll build a new approach to intimacy for you, for your partner, and for your greater pleasure. An augmentation to your existing signs and signals. We will take your growing understanding of trance, something you fetishize and know so intimately, and map it onto your relationship outside of trance, under certain circumstances. In essence, we work so very hard to strip away defenses that are normal, healthy, and desired, because even between you and someone you trust, there can be that little boundary. But what if all thoughts were sucked slowly from you, and so your mind regarded them as being part of your lover? So whatever your lover may do, you would think was simply coming from your mind, was bypassing anything else. A trusted partner, the learning of rapport. In cases like this, where I, hypnotizing you, am trying to assist you in better relaxation, in submitting your thoughts and will to another party. The success will naturally depend on your rapport not just with me, but with your beloved, with the partner who will carry you through the arousing little implantations we're going to set up, the seeds we will plant and nourish together. So firstly, envision how good and useful and consistent it would be for your lover to have a tool by which to control you. So, let's envision the typical process of lovemaking. You, rigid and erect as a result of arousal and of anticipation. And every time after this one, knowing what's going to happen. Sliding your cock warm, encasing in your lover's body. Slowly being encapsulated. Moved, slickly controlled by their containment, your body thrilling with the warmth, the heat, the ache as you slide inside. Then, that is when it begins. The connection is established. At that moment, that's the first little turn in our multiple factor authentication of deepness and control. Once your lover has made it clear just what they want you to be thinking, by which I mean nothing, a blank slate, thoughts contained in a loop or set by the wayside. Once your lover has established it and your partner's given the signal, there are just a process of steps. And as those steps are executed, more and more of your mind flows from you into your trusted companion. Envision how immediate and how potent a tap into your raw sexual ache it will be when you're encapsulated, your cock rigid and throbbing, and held within, your partner containing all of the important parts. From your perspective, this has only upsides. And that leads into why trance is so well and so easily reinforced, and how this can be so well and so easily reinforced. It isn't just upsides for you, but for your partner as well. Because think about your blank expression, your slowly controlled and directed presence, the knowledge of just how intimately they can push their thoughts, their words, their leaning, whispering presence into your head. So if I hand you something like a key of control tied to specific things, beginning with insertion, then from the moment it begins, your lover will know their control is building, and they'll feel the pleasure of that knowledge. As I said, trance is self-reinforcing. Your mind already uses chemicals to send signals, similar to the signals we'll discuss here, to tell you which actions and inactions are most essential to guide you. It is a subconscious endeavor, but you slowly link pleasurable, relaxing, good things to your conscious desire for them as well. You lust, you yearn for time to sleep in, or find time for a hot bath. All the tethers in your brain are programming from your mind itself. So if I hand you this key, if we teach you intricately, tenderly, about the draining potency of your lover's touch, your brain is going to say, have to get me some of that. It'll reinforce and perpetuate itself. I need only plant the seed of the idea. Then a partner's touch will be able to steer and drive you. And a partner's insertion, that moment of warm, tight, wrapping, of stroking and milking your thoughts from you, of being held within your lover, of being completely encapsulated in the moment. And from that moment, your thoughts begin draining from you along that connection. Rather than merely be confined to a corner of your mind, or left by the wayside on the way down, your thoughts, your impulses, and the control over same will have somewhere to go. From the moment of connection, from the moment you slide inside, your partner also slides into you, into your mind, definitely. A tap. A key in the lock. And from there it only gets better. You, inside, held and controlled. And then your lover's touch, sliding to your chest, finding your nipples, rubbing them, stroking, forming a second connection. The first one just unlocked the door. But touching them, ooh, that shivery touch across your nipples, stroking over them and around, is a teasing gateway for your lover to control you, to direct you, to steer, little override switches that slowly ratchet up your sensitivity. First, the key in the lock, the almost perilously intimate drain from you to your partner. But those things we are coming to often have the most powerful influence on our psyches, those things which we see coming. Entering your partner was the first step, and it engaged the lock. It allowed their control over you, your partner's lustful influence. And sure, your mind will begin to blank. Maybe your eyes will roll or half-lid. Maybe your mouth will hang open, or your breathing will deepen. But then the touching, which serves as a doorway to control, a self-perpetuating urge. Every time your partner brushes over your nipples, your sensitivity is turned up. Can you imagine what would happen to a person who, truly had their sensitivity anchored upward? Well, firstly, they'd begin to build toward climax, as you will, as well. They would learn new ways to feel, too, because every little brush and fold of their lover's body against their wanton, rigid head shaft, even the nestling of the body, of the touch, of the gentle rubbing in the area around your wanton symbol of submitting and unlocking, of allowing the control of your lover to encapsulate. Even that area would be sensitive, and where you meet, where you are hilted, or where there is bare flesh open to the air, either would be massively, powerfully stimulating. Either would make you twitch and bring you closer and closer to orgasm. Therefore, no matter the circumstance, you will be built upward until you are unable to stand it any longer. At which point, the third notch in our little safety process, the third limiter that allows your brain to truly flow from you, and be controlled by your lover. We'll begin. Think about it. You've been inserted. You've been feeling the warm throb of your presence within your partner. Then your nipples were toyed with, sending that message to your brain. Your thoughts flowed out of you from the moment you were inserted. Think about what happens when you first begin to sink into trance. The deepening of breath, the slow lidding of eyelids, the long spiral downward in which all unnecessary things can be left by the wayside. That's what begins when you are first inserted. Then your partner toying with your nipples is more like pushing your lover's control into you, making you more directed, pliable, suggestible, just like a deepener, there to reassure you that it is a trusted partner who is going to be pulling the strings, and your mind becomes more and more open. So, if your beloved leaned down and whispered into your ear some command, any command, even something as simple as hotter, hornier, you want it more, or more temptingly, you will refrain from coming. These little things can be so fun. And that's important because when you do finally come, oh, that will be the moment when we go from the ratcheting sensitivity induced by toying with your nipples to the absolute control. I mentioned it's like going into trance. First, the mere entry where you're beginning to feel it. Then the deepener where you are being deliberately guided to a place of peace and poise, from which all ideas seem like good ideas when they are supplied by trusted sources, by the voice whispering in your ear, your lover leaning near and in and warm, hot breath across your ear, whispering every wonderful thought that your partner wants you to have, and that you already wanted to take on board. Every moment that you deepen, every moment that the relaxation intensifies, you will be aware that you wanted this. After all, you allowed the slow, wonderful insertion or the quick, gasping unlocking. You allowed toying with your nipples. You probably even wanted it, because that's a way for your lover to control and guide you, to signify that now is a time to push your thoughts out of the way, to let them flow into your partner, as your rigidness is taken over and consumed, and your thoughts are too. And then sensitivity increases. Every brush across your nipples increases your sensitivity. Every increase in your sensitivity makes climax more inevitable. And you know this. Therefore, every second you allow yourself to remain inserted and your nipples to be tormented, to be pleasured, to be touched, caressed, loved, every moment of that is a moment you are assenting, even asking for the inevitable result. On top of all that, let's talk about climax. When you're inserted, it begins the drain. Your thoughts travel from you to your lover. Then, toying with your nipples makes you follow, makes you suggestible and ready. Analogous to a trance, you begin going under, you begin deepening. But climax, well, your sensitivity's been increasing every moment that your love has been toying, that your partner has been instructing you, now is a time to get more and more sensitive. Perhaps your partner has been toying with your nipples and whispering in your ear. That alone, even absent insertion or pleasure to your rigid, throbbing arousal, would be enough to make you follow. But then add in the climax. When that happens, you're going under. You know it. It's inevitable. After all, it would be easy enough for me to say that there is a word which will take you under, similar to my night-night pet. But this is something else. This is physical stimulus. That's even better. Easy to train yourself to that. After all, while you're being pleasured by your partner's body, you're going to be feeling all those sexual chemicals in your mind saying, yes, yes, you are doing the right thing. Your arousal and enjoyment of this situation is good for you in a lot of ways. Well, that already means that you're going to be going deeper, that you're going to be more suggestible and ready than usual. Add in your knowledge of just what happens to you when your nipples are touched, and you know that control will flow into you through them. They are the gateway. First the ignition, then the gateway, and finally the culmination. The climax that will arrive when your nipples have been toyed with enough that you go over the edge. And at that moment, in the blankness and the bliss that comes of that, where you temporarily lose track of your surroundings, you'll hear the word in your mind. Perhaps your partner will even say it, but they won't need to, because I'm going to say it here. In that moment, you'll hear the word, sleep. And the tension will fall away from your shoulders, and your breathing will deepen. And despite anything that happened to your body in the moments before, when you were spurting, climaxing, tense and wanton, buttocks clenched, body thrusted toward the source of the pleasure, despite any rigidness of your nipples and blankness of your gaze, you will then be deeply ready, receptive, open, just as you are now. In this depth, an identical depth will overtake you. Because imagine what a potent and wonderful trigger that will be, and how much it will reinforce itself. If every time you come and are overtaken by climactic, orgasmic pressure in your mind, in the blankness which follows you hear the word sleep, or you merely see your love's gaze, and you sink, and your partner smirks and watches, or lovingly, tenderly strokes your nipples a little more. No matter the outcome, you will drop. Your nipples give your lover control, but your climax gives up your mind, as if it were spurting from you and into your partner, being drained out of you, an almost succubus kind of thought. Envision it with me. And then we'll go over why all of this is so holistically good for you that it will reinforce itself. In addition to the mere fact that if you're experiencing climactic pleasure over and over and over again, that's going to train your brain to go under deep anyway, to follow and serve, especially if you're in the right mindset going in. But oh, let's put it all in context first before we get to the really mind-pleasuring entrainment to follow. So if we take this signal of control, first it's initiated by insertion, then your nipples become a gateway for your partner to control and command, and you grow suggestible when they are touched, when they are tweaked. And for reference to suggestibility, all you need do is recall this time here with me, this sensation, this suspension of mind, this sinking downward. As you become more comfortable. And you'll have time, you know, to see it. These self-perpetuating urges need only be planted. Then the joy of discovery and touch and draining and blankness and perhaps a lover's whispered word telling you to love it, to crave it, to desire to return. But like all signals, these will be set by consensus. A consensus established in this long, slow run-up, and the first time your lover touches your nipples and commands deepening suggestibility. You'll have time to see it coming, to feel every step, to know how inevitable what happens is. And as you see it coming and choose not to avoid, the psychological impact will be increased. You wanted it. You yearned for it. The same principle behind edging, behind long, slow, lovely sex that makes you shudder at the end. You could have turned aside, but you did not. And slowly, you became more and more comfortable with a decision you had already made before you set out. That's how it works. You've been entrained by your own desire to see this through. Yes. And the greatest pleasure of all is knowing how your partner will perceive your submission. Your relaxation, their control, that absolute control over your mind and body. Yes. Now, there are multiple parts to helping you, helping engrave and induce acceptance of all this wonderful automatic response, how your insertion sends you drifting down, how control in playing with your nipples is ever more powerfully enforced. and how climax signifies your falling into true, deep, soothing trance where you are now. Receiving suggestions when your nipples are being manipulated, as you are being manipulated, and completely open by the time you are completely spent. Climax passing, your body drifting, devoid of place or time of relevance, instead left simply to fall from one command, one direction, one anticipation, one deep, long, soothing, cleansing breath after another, timeless, memory left by the wayside, a void receptive to your lover's intonations, commands, directives, suggestions, that's a good word. The merest suggestion becomes a command, when you're deep, when you're in that post-orgasmic entranced void, and open to it. One part is helping you see how happy you will make your lover, seeing you, paying attention, needing the next word, fading, your eyes lidding as your nipples are manipulated, your breathing deepening, your body moving to the most comfortable possible posture, and just waiting, despite your throbbing hardness being engaged with your partner's body, manipulating and guiding. Your thoughts channeling between you until your lover contains everything you contain. All your thoughts, all of your desires have faded and can then be edited and replaced. And the way they are replaced is through the wonderful hypnotic conduit of your nipples being toyed with. They are the gateway of control from which it flows into your form and fills your head, making you more sensitive in the process. And you becoming more sensitive intensifies the pleasure of your joining, of your aching, throbbing, conduit between, a connection through which your thoughts flow into your lover, and the sensitivity being turned up increases the degree to which you are emptied out, and then control flows back in, and that control fills you up until eventually you are bursting. Until eventually you are flowing over. How pleasurable it will be associating the powerful visualization. So let's do that. Your lover's hand on the back of your head, pointing it down, ensuring you're looking downward to where you are entering, to where your partner is squeezing their muscles, feeling you. Perhaps your love's head throws back in passion and pleasure, but that's irrelevant because the moment you enter, the moment that warmth surrounds your shaft, your thoughts begin to slow, begin to become heavy, your mind honeyed over. So the only thoughts that can escape in that moment are light, airy, arousing ones, the kind of things that make you lightheaded to begin with. The only things that move through you are thoughts which bring you closer to your love's touch, your partner's embrace, the slow key of control being turned, and then hands that were guiding your head move down over your shoulders and you feel the anticipation. You know where they're going. Your love's hands slide to your nipples and begin to touch, manipulate, fondle, and every brushing touch turns up the internal dial of your sensitivity until all of you exists in the rigid, throbbing member that is inside. Your thoughts being sucked out of you, lovingly, tenderly, continuously and passively, merely by existing. In order to cease the slow suction of your thoughts, your energy, your ability to do anything but become more and more suggestible, your love would have to be removed from your rigid cock, which by now has become a throbbing influence inside your head as well. Throb, throb, as if suctioning thoughts off the inside of your head, leaving only honey and arousal, and what is being pushed into you by your love's touch. As your partner's hands move over your nipples, making you twitch, a gateway of control that flows into you like sweet, sticking syrup, A need that will only grow, and you know that averting it is impossible because you can feel that building tension between your legs, the clenching of your buttocks, your body automatically moving to be closer to your partner, to push you deeper in, and put your mind more completely down. And then you feel it approach, and finally climax washes over you, your hips shudder, your body arches, your mind blank. Vague. And the next thing you know, having fallen into vague, deep, drowsy, hypnotic sleep, you're awakening to your lover's instruction. A coy smile flitting across your partner's face, your body feeling heavy but oh so energized. Everything between truly hitting bottom, between climax and the moment when the orgasmic pleasure washed away your reason. And the end of the instructions from your instructive lover. Everything vague, faded, blank, like the deepest of trances. Just what you need. I think I've illustrated why you would want this. How titillating it could be. How it will work in practice every brush of your nipples, enhancing the control that began when you were inserted, and that will culminate when you climax and wipe everything away except deep, blank control, your thoughts being sucked out of you, control being pushed in through your nipples, your mind taking it on board every time. Think of how happy you'll make your love. Do it, pet. I think you'll like it. Last, we have the rational and useful argument for your deepening relaxation and your nestling into your love's control. Trust your love as you trust me. And with the same things. And trust me that as you get better at trance, this will appeal to the mind on all levels. The mind is naturally a committee. The rational part knows you'll relax deeply. That such relaxation has value. You'll feel more soothed generally. You'll have time to set aside the stresses of a weary world. And that's good. It is desirable and reinforcing in that way. The hedonistic part of you knows this is a fantasy you can enjoy, that you'll get into. The romantic part knows that your partner will enjoy, that this is something that will please them. Your love will be able to see your face slacken and your thoughts obey and slow. And isn't that good? The submissive part of you knows you'll find new ways to submit and have a better understanding of hypnotic trance generally, from going under, suspending your distractions, and allowing another to direct the action for a while, even if that renders you a puppet merely passively dragged from pleasurable climactic event to pleasurable climactic event. And I think we can both get behind that. And lastly, since you know this will only happen in specific circumstances, it will be an agreed, fun thing that will occur, bypassing any defenses. Because you've gone through so many authentication procedures, insertion, long, slow nipple play, and then your climactic obviation of all thought, all resistance, all things except depth, sleep, and pleasurable, suggestible obedience. No one is without a whole internal committee that makes all the major decisions, but I've just given you some good reasons. And many more throughout. Learning to submit, to let your thoughts drain out of you, is a major decision, sure. But in this case, all parts of your internal committee agree. And the parts that are old and red and powerful and fundamental, at a level far below mere thinking, are saying yes, yes, yes to my proposal. And against that adamant, present, potent sexual energy, any contrary thought would beat in vain anyway. You want it, you desire it, you have contrived for it to be so, and I have worked hard, helping. Envision your love's face staring down, smiling at the sight of you fading into blank pliability. I am being thorough, and so we will quell and subvert all urges and thoughts until your mind, your body, your libido, that entire internal committee is working with me to empower your lover's touch, presence, encapsulation of your aching member, into a hypnotic channel by which your thoughts are removed, your obedience engaged, and your suggestible mind flooded, brought to heel, pushed to climax, deeply entranced, and then trained freely by a hypnotic induction that no MP3 could grant to you. A long, slow physical touch that tells you, now's the time. Listen. Relax. Accept the urge that's already there, like a key in a lock, that almost perilously intimate drain from you into her. But those things we see coming have the most powerful influence, and that's why the extra steps are there. So you can anticipate. So you can be driven. Eventually, so much pleasure and control will have entered you through your nipples, replacing the thoughts that have left through your cock, that when you climax, all the control percolating in your head will rush through your system, your mind, your nerves, and your body. And every spasm and gasp will be a small devotionary act, a devotion to being controlled but also to your partner, a climax that carries you down in that lull between orgasm and sleep, so your lover's caress takes you the rest of the way, deeply and completely into trance. Serving. Serving through the pleasure of seeing service overtake you and letting your lover see it. These thoughts are very attractive. Embedded. Well described. You've been handed some visual scenarios and the right words. Now it's merely a matter of reminding and recapping. Deeper and deeper into you, even as you rise. Indeed, I'll say that these things will grow and empower themselves every time. And you should let your lover know, if they'd be interested to know, just what'll be happening to you when you feel the pleasure of their touch across your chest, the feeling of your body and theirs joined. Oh, let it overtake you now, the desire for it. Listen and relax. Insertion turns the key, opening the control panel for your sensitivity. Your nipples are then the gateway. They control you and dial up your submission and your pleasure and sensitivity. This makes it easier and easier for your partner's stroking, squeezing warmth to take away all thought except suggestible, deepening trance. And when climax finally hits your oversensitized body, it washes everything away as the flooding, filling control that has been channeled into you by your love's caress through your nipples is allowed to vent and flow back into your partner, leaving you a suspended, puppeted, ready companion, there to receive every word, eager to receive it, programming and everything else, suggestible, ready, tranced. Now, I've mentioned the power of anticipation, but I've done little to mention the companion power of surprise. Accordingly, it's perfectly acceptable if everything except for general knowledge is left by the wayside. This goes for when you have climaxed and are allowing your partner to direct your thoughts, and for now. In fact, parts of this may fade away, the particular words, the particular thoughts, but you will be left there, comfortable, at ease, ready to try this out and listen and submit in that most pleasurable and exploratory of ways. Your nipples, the gateway for control. Insertion turning the key in the lock first, and climax finally washing everything away except deep, blank, ready. A slate to be written upon, engraved with your lover's thoughts, even as you've been engraved into your partner's body, losing yourself for a while, and letting someone else take the reins. All your hypnotic lessons turn to a different, no less valuable purpose. So when you rise, you can leave the words by the wayside, but all the thoughts will be there. Everything will remain, and you'll remember how you yearned to twitch, desired to come, wanted to wash your mind away, and how much lead-up there's been when it happens. How surely you have confirmed to yourself and to your lover just how deep you want to go for them. Enjoy.